Blog Talk Radio.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preach up. For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Get ready for the revolution.
Thank you.
know that. You need to understand that's what's going on. God is doing a transition. He's putting those that needs to be in the body of Christ in there. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beach, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and not by the will of man. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask the evangelist, Sharon, if she would give us a word of prayer, and then we'll go into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that selection. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. In Romans 7, 4 through 7, it reads as follows in the King James. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we in the, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the matter. Amen. I want to thank God for his word. I want to thank him for coming, for allowing us to come to him and as one. I want to thank God for another day, for the health and wealth of both all my pastors, my pastors and myself and my family and friends. I want to pray for those who are bereaved, those who are shut in, for those who are sick, those who ask us to remember them in prayer, and for those who don't know that they need prayer, I want to pray for them as well. I bind up anything that comes in between this broadcast and this word. I pray that God will continue to open up everyone's eyes, ears, and hearts and minds to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I pray this all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. We're talking about biblical unity, understand oneness spiritually. And I know we went over some things yesterday, but brother, sister, you know, I just can't overemphasize how important it is for us to understand there is three different worlds here that you're dealing with. So when the Bible teaches us to come out of the world, what is the world? Well, if you listen to what Jesus said, he said his kingdom is not of this world. So what that tells me is there is a kingdom of this world. And to understand who the ruler of this world is will get you to understand who the kingdom of this world is. See? That's how that works. So Jesus answered, well, we'll read it too, because we got to refuse to be conformed to the world, to these worldly churches. You just can't love God, man, and get this revelation by loving the worldly church, because then you're going to say, well, ain't nothing wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it. See, that's what Satan wants to trip you. He's always been a spirit that when God says something, he tried to counter with it. He had told over in the gardens of Eden, he had told Adam and Eve, and Adam knew better. He wasn't deceived. Told Eve, when I know God has said this, but you won't surely die. That's not what's going to happen. See, Satan always dealt like that. And because he's always tried to set up his kingdom here. And I just want to push those things out there. Because when I read Ephesians 4, I read Ephesians 2, especially Ephesians 2, you got to know Satan's kingdom, man. It just, and then listen to what Jesus called it. Listen to what Paul calls it. So that you can say, well, okay, I'm going to rest sure in the Word of God. I'm going to understand this. Do your own research, brothers and sisters. Please. It is so important. do your own research. So you'll see when he's talking about the world, he's not talking about folks outside of a church building. He's talking seriously about the church, organized church. Paul was teaching, I want y'all to hear me, Paul was teaching people to get in Christ, to be in Christ, not to be in no religious organization. That wasn't what he was teaching these people. He was teaching people to be in Christ, man. And that's where the problem comes. See, folks will hear you say, oh, come out of the world. Because, see, when they hear that, they're talking about not going to clubs, not doing this, not doing anything that, you know, what they call worldly. That's what they think. Satan never wants you to know the real truth when he says the world. So that's what I'm going to do today. I had told you all this Monday, but I'm going to start exposing this thing today. Well, matter of fact, let's just going to start with John 18:36. Now, before we do that, remember, our job is to unite the body of Christ, because that's what God gave, that's what Jesus gave us. He gave us the responsibility not only to make disciples, but once they are made, he wants us to be involved in nurturing them, administrating them, and not in a building, directing them, not to man stuff, which happens to be the world stuff, and that's why the kingdom of heaven has suffered, because man want to direct man to God, to man stuff instead of to God stuff, and he told us to come out of the world. I'm just feeling some type of way to let you all know how important this is, because it's so much confusion. I had to get somebody straight just on yesterday about this very same thing. So let's go with John 18:36. And also, while I'm saying this, I know between Monday, Tuesday, and today, you all have some scriptures that you want to comment on a thankful Thursday. So right now, let's go to John 18:36, if you will, Evangelist Sharon.
Yeah. In John 18:36, in the King James, it reads as follows. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now in my kingdom, not from him." Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And from the Message Bible, "My kingdom," said Jesus, "doesn't consist of what you see around you. If it did, my followers would fight so that I wouldn't be handed over to the Jews. But I'm not that kind of king, not the world's kind of king." Amen.
You see, Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. So his kingdom is found in Romans 14:17. "For the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost." That's God's kingdom. That's it. It won't change. So when we're talking about supporting the kingdom of God, you're not talking about a worldly kingdom. It's the spiritual. It is the Christian privilege, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. It is our privilege to have righteousness. It's our privilege to have joy, to have peace, God kind of peace, which is God's by faith, according to Romans 3:21-22. "A peace that passes all understanding." Why is that so important? Because of Philippians 4:7.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read that, Evangelion? Philippians 4 and 7. Okay.
Philippians 4 and 7 in the King James. Yes.
Yes.
Philippians 4 and 7 in the King James. Can you hear?
I can hear you now.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
That's Philippians 4 and 7.
That's
Philippians 4 and 7
in the King James.
Amen.
Okay.
Did you want me to read that, Pastor?
I want Evangelist Sharon to read it out of King James first.
Okay. Philippians 4. Let's try again. And 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petition and praise shape your words into prayers, letting God know your concerns before you know it. A sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God's kingdom, brothers and sisters, which is the world, can't give you. You won't get no peace going up in no church. Now, you might get a Band-Aid, but the wound is deeper than a Band-Aid. You go in there bleeding, you coming out bleeding. Hello, somebody.
All right, now. Mm-hmm.
It's not a scratch. Now, anybody can go, oh, man, didn't we have a good time at the church? Didn't we do this? Then, oh, what the man? Well, okay, what the people? I mean, they're trying to conform. So, brothers and sisters, please hear me. The organized church cannot give you the peace for your spiritual soul that's needed. That's why in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says that we ought to rejoice evermore. Why? Because you have the peace of God in you. That's what's operating in you, is the peace of God. And you won't, no building won't give you that. I'm sorry.
No.
God's kingdom is spiritual. So when he says come out of the world, come out of that world way of thinking. See, he said, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. See, so think about worldly kingdom. That's what Satan is controlling, brothers and sisters. So when I read Ephesians 2, I go back there because that's where I was at. When I go back to Ephesians 2, and I see that in the second verse, second chapter, second verse. So let's look at the second chapter and the second verse. I know I may be taking y'all kind of fast, but listen, brothers and sisters, it is important, imperative also, that you get this the way the Holy Spirit is telling us. Because we're not to be confused when he's talking about the world. know what the world is. Okay? That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 2 and 2.
In Ephesians 2.
I'm sorry, Evangelist Shan. Start with Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2, verse 1 and verse 2. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. And ye have he quickened, who were dead. Of this world, according to the prince of power, of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in it. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, it wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhale disobedience. Amen.
Amen.
You remember yesterday we were talking about these dead spirits? They get their lungs filled with this old... I mean, think about it, man. You was once dead to truth. You was once
dead. Yeah.
And let me put a pin right there. Let me tell you right now. Everybody don't want truth. You know, truth is not popular.
Amen.
Three principles you should always live by. The number one is you ought to want truth. I mean, you know, to deal with whatever it is, go ahead on and deal with the truth. If it's cancer, deal with it. Just, okay, I can help. See, you can help yourself once you know the truth.
Yes,
your hair falling out and you can't figure out why it's falling out, go get a check. Know what the truth is. Don't be scared. Well, you know, it's family, it's hereditary, all that. People, get away from that old crazy way of thinking. Find out what the truth is. Then you can deal with it.
Yeah.
And then secondly, do that. Don't find out, well, you know, we're the church, and then you turn around and go to church.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because you're not fixing your problem. You're not dealing with your issue. See, the Bible said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. If any man a hearer only, he deceives himself. So a lot of people hear the word, but they won't do it. They'll hear truth, and they won't do it. Like the Bible tells you to come out of the world. I'm always reminded of what Jesus says. He says, I have given them your word, Father. He's talking to the Father. Father, his prayer was, I've given them your word, Father. And the world has hated me. And I mean, hated them just like they hated me. Because they are not of the world. Ask yourself, am I of the world? Ask yourself that question. How much of it do you like? You enjoy? You shouldn't enjoy any of it. Because but why are you so hard on this? I would listen to you, but you're real hard on the organized church. I said, that's the enemy, man. You don't even know it. You get trapped. You're blind. And somebody has to expose it. And that's what the truth does. That building don't do nothing for you. Come on, somebody. What does it do for you? Does the building give you salvation? No.
No.
Can the building heal you? No.
No.
Can the building deliver you? No.
No.
Don't make me preach up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord. I bless the Lord anyway. See, so you got to know that the kingdom of heaven is suffering once you know what it is. So Jesus said, come out of the world. Because that's where it's that worldly way of thinking and doing is what causing the body of Christ to suffer. And Christ can't come back, brothers and sisters, until we as ministers, as evangelists, pastors, teachers, start uniting people in this one faith, one Bible, one word, one Lord, one baptism. See, And people say, well, oh, it can't be. Well, they lie because they don't believe. See, as long as you're in under the control of Satan, no, you're not going to believe the word of God. You can't because you're being controlled by him. Just like when he got in the garden, he makes it all look good. Remember when he got in the garden of Eden, he made it all look good. The church was good, man. Chicken dinners, free. Come here and exercise, free. Got daycare, free. See, all that stuff look good. But it won't do nothing for your salvation, brothers and sisters. You can't get salvation from a church building. I don't know who told you that lie. Because he first of all, I ain't told you to go. He told the disciples to go out there. Well, Pastor, I just think you are. Well, that's because they don't want to read the word of God. They don't want truth. So Jesus said, now, I don't pray that you should be taken out of the world. Now, that's not what I'm praying for. I'm not praying that God just take you up and scoop you up out of here. But here's the thing, that you should keep them from the evil one. That's what God's trying to do. He's trying to keep you from the evil one because you get in that thing, it's like being in quicksand. The more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. They give you a position. They give you some authority. They may even give you the keys to the bus. Who knows? They even give you the credit card.
All right.
But
now,
that's for you. For them, it ain't for you now. You're not the pastor.
All right.
That's funny. That is really hilarious to me. The Lord let me listen to that thing yesterday. Because isn't that strange how the teachers don't get paid? The apostles don't get paid? Evangelists don't get paid. The only one get paid is the pastor. And they got a big thing going on somewhere in this, in the church world where they get upset because the musician getting paid. The drummer want just as much money as the organist. And the organist want to claim their organist number one and organist number two. And because you play the piano, you shouldn't get paid. Well, worldly stuff. Worldly stuff.
Have mercy.
When we all are to do the same thing, the pastor, the evangelist, the apostles, we all got one purpose. I'm going to tell you what the purpose is. That one purpose is to edify, build up the body of Christ. So I don't know why you ought to get more money than me.
Amen.
It ought to be for free, brothers. Let me just keep it real with you, okay? When you teach that word, you shouldn't get paid for it.
All right.
Labor is worthy of his heart. That's right. You're absolutely right. A labor is. But this here is God's gift. That's a gift. Being an apostle is a gift, man. You receive it and you're operating in it. Being a pastor is a gift. And you don't get a bunch of folks in a building. That's not what being a pastor is. A pastor is just like a shepherd. I don't see him leading a bunch of folks in no bond. No, he leads them in a certain way. I mean, you do your own research. Because I guarantee you, my research is as good as yours or better. Do your research. And you'll find out, especially here in Ephesians 4, it's nowhere else in the Bible that talks about a pastor like this because you're up under the tutelage of Christ. You're being directed by the Holy Ghost. That's the kind of pastor you are. Yeah, because that's part of his kingdom. I just showed you what the kingdom of God is, so that's part of his kingdom. So the Bible tells us over there in 1 John 2:15, you can read it through John 7, says, do not love the world. Don't be loving that stuff or the things in it. Don't love either one. Don't love it. Don't love the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Then they're going to get pissed off at you now. That's a good word.
Now
they're going to get angry at you. That's what Jesus said. He said, they're going to hate you. I looked up that word, boy, and that means pissed off. I didn't know that. They're going to hate you. They're angry with you because you're telling them the truth. The Bible says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but the who does the will of the Father will abide forever. That's the way that's going to work.
Hallelujah.
And, tomorrow is, anybody want to ask any questions? But tomorrow, bring your scripture that you got. We can comment on it or be thankful for it that God showed you revelation with that scripture, because we're living in a revolution time. So